Cale Clark here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Relevant Radio and get a free phone. Don't delay. CharityMobile.com. That's CharityMobile.com.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
Hey, welcome to our show today. It's the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. And yes, it is our winter pledge drive, Give from the Heart. But that doesn't mean that you can't call in. Everything is the same as before. You can call in to our studio line. 888-914-9149 is the toll-free line to call in and talk to me on the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. You can also email the program. Send in your requests, things you'd like us to talk about, any show ideas. We'd love to hear those. Questions that you might have, Cale, C-A-L-E, at relevantradio.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. And the show account is at Cale Clark Show. Well, at the top of the hour, every hour during our pledge drive this week, we're going to pray the Memorare. Obviously, Our Lady is so entwined with everything that we do here at Relevant Radio. We really want to pray this prayer, especially for an end to abortion across the United States and around the world as well. So let's pray together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was ever left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you do we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Joseph, pray for us. Okay, well, St. Joseph was obviously the foster father and a true father to our Lord, took care of him. He learned so much from him. And I have to give a shout out today to my own dad because it's my father's birthday today. I know he's listening down in Florida right now. He's escaping the cold. He's a snowbird along with my mom. They spend the winters down there. And really want to tell you, I love you, Dad. I'm praying for you. And I hope you have a great day. I know you're going out for dinner tonight with some friends, and it should be a lot of fun. So thank you for everything that you've done for me, including the gift of life. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here doing this show with you on Relevant Radio. It's the Cale Clark Show. So glad you're with me once again if you're just joining me right now. Well, I wanted to talk about this last week, but we kind of ran out of time. We had so many great phone calls, so many great topics to talk about. But late last week, something really went viral on late night talk shows. And it was, in fact, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on CBS. The singer Dua Lipa was a guest on his program. And she kind of turned the tables on Colbert and started interviewing him. And the question of faith came up. And it was a fascinating conversation. And I know that just simply mentioning Stephen Colbert, I know a lot of people are trying to call in right now, probably. And once again, that number is 888-914-9149. It's our studio line. I know people are going to want to call in and say, hey, Colbert is a liberal. He's not exactly an Orthodox Catholic on a lot of issues. He's pro-abortion. I know. And that is sad. And we really do need to pray for him. He's made a lot of jokes about this on his show. I remember back in 2019 when Alabama was moving to restrict abortion in that state. He made a joke talking about The Handmaid's Tale becoming a reality show in this case. And he said, hey, if a TV show has to become a reality show, let it be Star Trek so I can get beamed off this planet. So he's obviously not a fan of any legislation curtailing abortion. So I'm really well aware of this, the fact that he does not exactly hold the church's views on a few different issues. So the reason why I bring this up, though, is not to in any way, just disclaimer here, I'm not in any way trying to say that Colbert is a paragon of orthodoxy or somebody that we should imitate in that sense. But I think you'll really find this conversation intriguing because it's a rare example of a Catholic. And you can say maybe Colbert is a bad Catholic, but it's a rare example of a Catholic trying to articulate faith in the public square. And it had an interesting impact. In fact, this really went viral. Here's the clip. Check this out. This is Dua Lipa speaking with Stephen Colbert on The Late Show.
I was wondering, is there any, you know, does your faith and your comedy ever overlap? And does one ever win out?
I think ultimately, us all being mortal, the faith will win out at the end. But I certainly hope when I get to heaven, Jesus has a sense of humor. But I will say this, someone was asking me earlier about what this relates to faith, because my faith is involved with, I'm a Christian and a Catholic, and that's always connected to the idea of love and sacrifice being somehow related, and giving yourself to other people, and that death is not defeat, if you can see where I'm getting at there. Someone's asked me earlier, what movie did I really enjoy this year? And I said, well, I really like Belfast, which is Kenneth Branagh's story of his childhood. And one of the reasons I love it is that I'm Irish and Irish-American, and it's such an Irish movie, and I think this is also a Catholic thing, because it's funny and it's sad, and it's funny about being sad. In the same way, that sadness is like a little bit of an emotional death, but not a defeat if you can find a way to laugh about it. Because that laughter keeps you from having fear of it. And fear is the thing that keeps you from turning to evil devices to save you from the sadness. As Robert Hayden said, we must not be frightened or cajoled into accepting evil as our deliverance from evil. We must keep struggling to maintain our humanity, though monsters of abstraction threaten and police us. So if there's some relationship between my faith and my comedy, it's that no matter what happens, you are never defeated. You must understand and see this in the light of eternity and find some way to love and laugh with each other.
Well, so that was a fascinating clip. And again, this garnered a lot of attention on social media. Lots of people are tweeting about this. And there's one Protestant professor who tweeted saying that a Protestant would not have been able to do this. Many Protestants would not have been able to do this. Not all. But a lot of people would say, a lot of non-Catholic Christians would say, oh, there was no gospel here. He didn't preach the gospel. He didn't mention Jesus specifically or something like that. But I think this is an excellent example of an articulation of faith in the public square in a very winsome way. And people were eating this up. First of all, it was kind of fun that she turned the tables, Dua Lipa, and asked him a question. And the crowd was kind of thought it was a joke. But I think it was kind of a serious question on her part, too. And I'd love to get her take on faith. She seems like she's somebody who might be searching. Why would you even ask that question? Anyways, I thought it was a really good question. And Colbert's response was, I thought, very eloquent, very articulate, very intelligent, and it captured a lot of people's imaginations. When he was talking about so many things he said there in that brief clip that really warrant some fleshing out a little bit, but one of the things that Colbert was talking about was, we've got to avoid evil devices to save us from the sadness. And then he gave this quote from this guy, this author, Robert Hayden. And I must confess, I don't know anything about Robert Hayden. If you do, let me know. I don't know where this guy's coming from. And once again, that toll-free line to call, the studio line to talk to me on the Cale Clark Show is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. But he gave this quote, Stephen Colbert gave this quote from Robert Hayden, which was as follows, quote, "We must not be frightened nor cajoled into accepting evil as a deliverance from evil. We must go on struggling to be human, though monsters of abstractions police and threaten us," end of quote. I thought it was interesting also that he gave that quote off the top of his head. I don't think he was in any way prepped for that question. So that just tells you how well-read this guy is, and that the fact that he can kind of recall quotes like that. That was pretty impressive. But I really want to talk for a second about this idea of evil, people seeking evil as a deliverance from evil. And I think people do tend to do that in a lot of different ways. And one of the ways that people do that, just on a kind of a mundane level, is how they seek consolations, evil consolations in their life. When something bad happens to them, when there's a turn of events against them, when there's stress in their life, a lot of people will turn to some sort of an evil to try to free themselves from the evil that they're experiencing. Let's say they get some bad news, they get the pink slip pushed across their desk from their boss, something bad happens, you've had a fight with your spouse. People will often try to turn to illegitimate consolations to try to make themselves feel better. They'll turn to evil as a relief from the evil that they're experiencing. So, for example, somebody who maybe struggles with alcoholism might turn back to the bottle, or people might seek relief in illegitimate outlets like pornography or something like that. But that never helps things. The seeking evil as a remedy for evil always puts you in a much worse place. It just kind of compounds the error. And so I think it's imperative that people kind of retrain themselves to look for the good. And St. Paul talks about this in his letters. He talks about in his letter to the Romans, hey, don't repay evil for evil, but drown evil in an abundance of good. So we've got to do that in our own lives. We've got to look for... People want fun fixes in their life. They need a fun fix that's good, that's in accord with the good. And that's really, really important. But there's so much more that we've got to break down here. There's so much more that we've got to get into in this conversation. I'm sure you have an opinion on it as well. So once again, that studio line to call in, 888-914-9149. Call right now, get in on this conversation, and we'll be back in just a moment here on the Cale Clark Show. Got to take a quick break here. Here's a word from our CEO, Father Rocky Hoffman.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I want to thank you for listening to Relevant Radio. Welcome to our Give from the Heart Pledge Drive, and a reminder that Relevant Radio is listener-supported, so we're unable to deliver our programming without your financial support. Today only, for a gift of $20 a month, our special thank you gift is a beautiful perpetual calendar called My Spirit Rejoices Through the Year with Mary by author Agnes Kovacs. What a wonderful companion piece to our Miracles, Mysteries, and Mary promotion this year. The calendar offers daily spiritual encouragement, including scripture and reflections from the saints, all focused on our Blessed Mother. Each day, you'll find writings to cultivate your love for Mary and to help you grow spiritually. This spiritual calendar is available today only for a gift of $20 a month to Relevant Radio. And we have a dollar-for-dollar match this hour, so give online now on the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com.
It's that time of year again. This is Timory from Trending with Timory. I get to hang out this time of year every year with Cale Clark for a couple of hours, and little do you know, it doesn't happen very often. So here we are. We're asking you to give from the heart and join us for our pledge drive. We need $3 million this week to continue to keep Relevant Radio on the air, bringing Christ through the media to you, to your loved ones, and to bring about a culture for Christ. So please, if you'd like to donate, the number is 1-877-291-0123.
Yeah, absolutely. And Timory, we could kind of lock down this pledge drive right now if somebody gave $1.5 million. That's because this hour, it's not a big deal. You've got that in your pocket, right, lying around. Hey, this is a matching hour. So for this hour, any gift that you give to Relevant Radio, not only is it tax deductible, we're coming up to tax time here, so that's on everybody's minds, but hey, maybe you've already got your refund. Maybe you could use some of that to help us out. But every gift that is made during this hour is matched 100%. There are other generous donors who want to match any gift. And I want to challenge some of these matching donors. I want to say, hey, somebody did give $1.5 million. Can you match that? Gulp. Yep, I guess I will. So no gift is too small. No gift is too big. And we do realize, too, Timory, that some people cannot give. They're not in a financial situation to give. So we simply ask you to pray. That really helps us a lot, too. Please pray, and pray that God would move the hearts of those who have the means, who God has entrusted with resources to help. And we've tried to be a service to everyone during these last couple of years of the pandemic. People have been locked down, but they could always count on Relevant Radio. So once again, that number to call, and it's different from our studio line. I know it's a little confusing, but the number to give, if you want to talk to an actual person, an actual human being, 1-877-291-0123, or go online to relevantradio.com, Timory.
That was your annual reminder to get your taxes done and get them done early, because, you know, the benefits of taxes, you have a little bit more to give to Relevant Radio, a little more to do what you want with, whether it's repairs around the house. But please include us, Relevant Radio, when you do decide, because that was my reminder. I can't believe it's tax time again already.
I know.
But the easiest thing to do right now is give online, relevantradio.com. Or again, you can call us, Relevant Radio app. We're here. But here's the deal. For $20 a month or $240 for the year, we have a thank you gift available today. It's a calendar. My spirit rejoices through the year. You can use it year after year, and they're beautiful prayers and sayings about the Blessed Virgin Mary. So please give. The number is 1-877-291-0123. Give from the heart.
Mind off traffic and on the more important things in life. It's Cale Clark on Relevant Radio.
Welcome back to the show. It is the show of record for today, the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. We were talking just before the break about that viral clip from The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on CBS where he was interviewing Dua Lipa, the singer, and then she turned the tables and interviewed him and asked him about comedy and faith. And that elicited a really thoughtful, intriguing response from Colbert, and a lot of you guys are calling in right now to talk about that. I want to hear your thoughts on this. A lot of you have seen that clip. I actually posted it on my Twitter account, too. You can check it out there, at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E on Twitter. 888-914-9149 is the studio line. I'm going to go to Paul, who wants to talk about this. Paul is calling from Chicago. Hello, Paul. What do you think about this?
Oh, hey, how you doing there? I just wanted to say real fast, I mean, I used to follow Colbert a lot years back, before he got all political and all that.
Yeah, right.
But I don't know if you're aware of this, but regarding his view on death, I'm sure Catholicism has a lot to do with that. But I also know that when he was a small child, he had a big family, and I think it was his father and two or three siblings that gotten killed in an airline crash.
That's right.
And I wonder if that event had something to do with how he's was formed regarding, you know, how that formed his views.
Yeah, Paul, thank you for mentioning that, Paul. I really appreciate that. That was Paul calling from Chicago. I agree with you 100% on that. Colbert has experienced a lot of personal loss in his life. The actual event that Paul is referring to occurred on September the 11th, 1974, and September 11th, the tragic day in the Colbert family for a lot of reasons, not only what happened on 2001, but on September the 11th, 1974, Colbert at the time, Stephen Colbert, was only 10 years old. His father and two of his brothers that were the closest to him in age, and their names were Peter and Paul. Boy, Catholic family, right? Like Peter, Paul, Stephen. Anyways, very Catholic family. They died in the crash of Eastern Airlines Flight 212. And that flight was attempting to land in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it crashed. And that was obviously a horrific day in his life. And I think that that's – so when he talks about this stuff, when he talks about the ability to laugh in the face of fear, in the face of distress, death is not the end, that's personal for Colbert. This isn't simply abstract theologizing. And that's something that a lot of people don't know about him. And he didn't mention that specifically in that interview, but you have to think that is where a lot of those sentiments were coming from. You're listening to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio, 888-914-9149. So thank you very much for pointing that out, Paul. That's a very important part of the discussion, I think. All right, let's go back to the phones right now. Chris is calling. Oh, my screen just went dark. Where is Chris calling from, Lucas? Chris is calling from Minnesota. Sorry, my computer just crashed. I'll get it back up. But hey, Chris, you're on the line. You're on the show. What are your thoughts on this?
Hey, Cale, thanks for having this show. And I was wondering, it might be kind of specific to the context of politics, but I think a lot of people kind of lose their faith in being able to find a good solution. And they start to, maybe because of pessimism, view almost anything as a choice between two evils, and so they just go with the lesser evil, and their kind of moral sense gets degraded over time. And maybe that's like obvious in the context of something like immigration that's so complicated that can you really have an immigration policy that doesn't harm someone?
Yeah.
But when you think about abortion and other intrinsic evils, that sort of thinking will get you into bad compromises with evil.
Wow, that's a pretty deep point there, Chris. Yeah, that's certainly applicable here, I think, to this discussion. And yeah, when you mentioned the issue of immigration, it's a multifaceted issue. wanting to help people who are genuinely in distress, who are trying to escape deadly situations, evil situations in the land of their birth, hoping to come to countries like the United States and trying to seek a better life. What are our obligations to those people? And then obviously the ability to have borders, firm borders for one's country, and protect legitimate immigration from illegitimate usurpers of ones who would want to exploit the situation for personal gain, for trafficking, for all kinds of different evils. Yeah, I think that's a great point to make as well. So it certainly is cause for a lot of reflection and thought. And yeah, I mean, that's, I don't even know how to respond to that, but thank you for that point, Chris. So we see that this conversation definitely got people thinking, and I think if he had a show like this where he would talk about these issues more, I don't think his viewership would go down at all. I think people are open to having these spiritual discussions in public, and this is something that I think people in media need to realize. Like, we obviously have Relevant Radio, we have a dedicated media that we control, and I think that's important too. I'm going to be talking about that a little bit later. We have our own radio stations. We have 200 radio stations. Obviously, we're on social media as well. Most of us have Twitter accounts. I know Relevant Radio is on Facebook as well. People listen online. But if any social media conglomerates decided to boot us out, we would still be there. We would still be there. But I do think even in secular media outlets, I do think there's a lot of space for talking about faith, because it is part of what it means to be human, the search for God, whether people realize that or not. So I think it was really a welcome sight to see this kind of discussion on a national network, in this case, CBS, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. You're listening to Relevant Radio, not The Late Show. It's not that late yet in most parts of the country, but you can call me 888-914-9149. So yeah, this idea that I just wanted to finish up a couple thoughts on what Colbert was saying about not defeating evil with evil. It reminded me of St. Paul saying, drown evil in a multitude of good and an abundance of good. So clearly, when you're talking about the pro-life movement, and obviously Colbert himself is not aligned with the pro-life movement, we need to pray for him that he has a realization, an epiphany of sorts on that front. You know, tragically, some people have decided to do things in the past like bomb abortion clinics or assassinate doctors who perform abortions. That's not the strategy for the pro-life movement, to use evil to try to bring about a good. And yeah, so I think he had a lot to say about that. And also the idea of using humor to keep evil at bay was kind of instructive as well. It kind of made me think of that movie, that 1997 movie, Life is Beautiful. Remember that? Starring Roberto Benigni. He won the Oscar that year for Best Actor. It was Best Foreign Film as well. That's a powerful film about a Jewish bookshop owner who was within the Holocaust in a concentration camp with his son. And he, using humor and imagination, he kind of made his son think it was just a big game to protect him. It's a really powerful film. If you haven't checked that out, it's definitely a must-watch. Life is Beautiful, 1997. So the idea of using humor to defeat evil is really, really important. And yes, Jesus had a sense of humor too. We'll talk about that as well after the break. We're going to have to step away once again really, really quickly here on Relevant Radio, on The Cale Clark Show. But don't worry, we will be back. You can call in 888-914-9149. Would love to talk to you, love to get your thoughts on this. But we'll be right back. Got to take a little break here. Stick with me. We'll be back.
Timmy from Trending with Timmy here, hanging out with Cale during the Cale Clark Show. And hey, if you aren't sure. You're the only person listening to Kale. Many people are. In fact, Janae just said, I love your show, Kale. I listen often, and I really relate to your perspective. If you agree, if you love Kale's perspective, you appreciate this faith-filled approach to what's happening in the culture, how to grow in your faith, please give now and give from the heart. The number is 1-877-291-0123. We need $3 million raised this week to continue to keep Relevant Radio on the air, delivering the same message every day, filled with hope and filled with Christ. Kale, if people want to give, the easiest way to do that is online, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
Yeah, it's so easy. And the other thing, too, is when you give online, we want to give you a special gift, too. It's a wonderful talk by Father Kubicki, who's a great contributor to us here on Relevant Radio. And it's all about the joy of confession. For a lot of people, that's kind of more of a scary experience than a joyful experience, but you're really going to have your eyes open by this free MP3 talk that we'll give you if you donate online. It's always the easiest way because you never have to worry about getting through on the phone lines. You can do it from your app on your phone, your Relevant Radio app. You can donate right now. You can also donate through relevantradio.com. But if you do want to talk to a human, again, 877, operators are standing by, 877-291-0123. And as Timmy mentioned during our last little discussion on this a few minutes ago, if you donate $20 a month or more, we'll give you a beautiful perpetual calendar. Now, what's cool about that? I had to look this up. That means that you can use this every year. It's not a one-time thing. It's not just for this year. It's called My Spirit Rejoices Through the Year with Mary. It's a beautiful calendar by Agnes Kovacs. Uses scripture, reflections from the saints, and it's all focusing on our Blessed Mother. So go right now to relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123, Timory.
And what a special way to grow in your faith. By giving, you receive so much more in return. God is never outdone in generosity. I am humbled and reminded by this daily, even working here on Relevant Radio. But you too, you're a part of our mission. We can't do this without you. Kale would not be here saying what he's saying if it weren't for the generosity of you and others. So please give today. The number's 1-877-291-0123. And even easier for us, for you, give online, relevantradio.com. The Relevant Radio app. Maybe you can give $5,000. Maybe you can give $30. We have gifts of gratitude for you, especially if you donate online. You receive that gift for the joy of confession, an audio talk just for you to better love the gift of confession.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
Welcome back to the program. And you know what? We've got two phone numbers going here. There's the Pledge Drive line, and then there's also the studio line that you can call in to talk to me. So the best thing to do is program this studio line number into your phone. Say all you have to do is tap it. You don't have to remember it. But I've said it enough times that hopefully it's ingrained into our memories. 1-888-914-9149 is the number to call. Just want to finish up our little chat about the conversation on Stephen Colbert, how Dua Lipa, who was a guest on his show late last week, asked him about faith and comedy, and he had a really interesting response. And I know, producer Lucas, you had some interesting thoughts on this as well that you wanted to share.
Yeah, there was a couple of things that stood out to me about this. One of them was actually what he said at the end. You know, he's going on about his relationship between his faith and his comedy.
Yeah.
And one of the things that stood out to me was when he said, seen in the light of eternity, this is how we can begin to learn to live and love each other. And I think that's such an important point, because oftentimes when you see the things of light in eternity, and it's interesting because I've been reflecting on this a little bit because I've been reading Introduction to the Devout Life by St. Francis de Sales. And
great
he's
book.
Been having, yeah, amazing. If you've never read it, definitely pick up a copy. It's the first time I've been going through it, but he has these series of meditations on the four last things. And I've been reflecting a lot actually on the fact that like so many of the things that I worry about are so trivial in the light of eternity.
Yeah.
Like heaven and hell, judgment and death, all these things that we all face. When you start pondering those things, you realize like, man, I was mad at this guy for that just because he pulled in front of me out of the parking lot.
Ruined my day.
Like if you can laugh, if you can learn to kind of have that eternal perspective, all of a sudden things like that, you can kind of joke about And then you can start having dialogue with each other because you realize that, you know what, in the end, it's not that big of a deal. Like, you're another human being made in the image of God, and image and likeness of God, and, like, you know, he's got things going on too, so let's work it out, you know? So, I don't know. But I thought that was pretty interesting what Colbert said.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much we could say about that. And whenever I'm on an airplane, I think about that a lot when I'm up in the air, which hasn't been too often lately with the pandemic and everything, all the travel restrictions, but I haven't flown out to give too many talks recently. But just having that 30,000 foot view of, you know, Earth down below, whether it's a city, you're flying over your town and saying, you know what, like, from God's perspective, these little tiny things, like, they do matter. They do matter, but you've got to get that grand heavenly perspective on things. And St. Paul talks about that a lot in his letter to the Philippians. And we're going through that letter right now on our sister program, the Faith Explained program, which airs right after the Holy Mass here on Relevant Radio, 12:30 Central. We call it Class After Mass. And we're going through that part of the letter right now where St. Paul says, don't worry about anything. And it's actually an imperative. It's a command. Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. And when you give your anxieties to God, you get back something far more valuable, the peace of God. You're trading your anxiety for his peace. That's a pretty good deal. Most people would want to make that deal. There's so many things to worry about. And we need that supernatural life, that supernatural comfort. And yeah, I agree. And when he talked about faith and comedy overlapping as well, Colbert, that is something that's part of our Catholic tradition. He said that when he gets to the judgment seat, he hopes that Jesus has a sense of humor. Well, he does have a sense of humor. Well, first of all, he's God. He created humor. So, but secondly, Jesus showed an awful lot of humor, which people miss in the Gospels because it's Hebrew humor. It's humor by exaggeration. It often, you'd have to know the cultural context. But when he starts talking about, hey, in the Sermon on the Mount, hey, what, before you, you know, take the speck of sawdust out of your brother's eye, why not take the telephone pole out of your own eye? You know, it's very funny stuff. It's humor by exaggeration. The crowd would have been in stitches when he's talking about the hypocrites, the play actors, trumpeting their giving. You know, here's a big fat cardboard check like they pass around at casinos. Yeah, this is what I'm going to make my weekly donation to the parish in. Here you go. I want to make sure everybody sees that. I mean, this is side-splitting stuff. And it's true also in the lives of the saints. You know, think about St. Lawrence, right? All the gallows humor in the church. You know, he's on the gridiron. They're frying him to death. And he's like, I'm done on this side. Turn me over now, please. I mean, you can only say that if you have a firm grasp, a firm hope in the afterlife, the reality of this, the reality of heaven, the reality of Christ, Christ himself defeating death through the resurrection. That's the only way you can laugh at death. If you know that it's not the end. St. Thomas More as well, a martyr of the English Reformation. So much. I love St. Thomas More because he's such a great example of a layperson who's striving for sanctity in the middle of the world. And before he was beheaded, you know, at the Tower of London, you know, the executioner, he was a pretty famous guy. He was the number two guy in all of England. It'd be like, I don't know, like a modern day American vice president or something being, you know, executed for their faith. And Thomas More said to the executioner, he was kind of trembling, you know, he said, make sure it's a clean cut. You know, I don't want you to lose your professional reputation here. I mean, how can you say that? I mean, you can only say that if you have absolute peace and serenity and security about what happens next. You know who you're giving your life for. You know who you lived for. You know who you died for, and that's Jesus Christ. So I think that was an eye-opening interview for a lot of people and touched on a lot of things that we need to hear. So again, Colbert himself, pray for him. He's not aligned with the church on many issues, but he is somebody who thinks deeply about things. And I think, I don't know what the disconnect is there on the whole pro-life issue, but again, I don't know too much about his background other than that one tragic story that we mentioned earlier. And so it's definitely something that we need to look into. All right, we're going to go to the phones right now. Will is calling from California. Hello, Will. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Cal, how are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Good to hear from you again.
Outstanding. Listen, on Thomas Aquinas' feast day, you quoted many quotes of Aquinas. I called in and pointed out that he also wrote in Summa Theologica that if the Virgin Mary was immaculately conceived, that would be derogatory to the dignity of Christ. I asked one question and one question only, which you failed to answer, and that is, well, does that mean that Aquinas was wrong? You went on to point out that John Duns Scotus wrote a defense of the Immaculate Conception, but you failed to mention that Duns Scotus wrote his defense 200 circa years prior to the time of Aquinas. So he either totally ignored whatever Duns Scotus had to say, or he never, probably, more likely, never even heard of Duns Scotus, and so he just ignored it. And you also pointed out that John Duns Scotus, John of Duns the Scot, his name is Duns, not Dunce. And he was a dunce or a fool or a stooge.
That's right, as I pointed out.
You failed to mention that his cohorts, his peers, his fellow priests and monks and brothers named the dunce cap in his honor after he wrote his defense of the Immaculate Conception. Prior to that time, there was a thing known as a conical hat that didn't have a name. When Scotus wrote his defense of the Immaculate Conception, they named the dunce cap for him.
Okay,
you tried to point that out.
Well, yeah, thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, it's fascinating to know the history of the dunce cap there. And I think I had heard that some years ago, so thanks for refreshing my memory on that. So let me ask you this, Will. Really quickly, you mentioned that you thought that Aquinas wrote that the Immaculate Conception would be derogatory to the Virgin Mary. Why did he say that? If you could summarize that.
Derogatory to the dignity of Christ.
To the dignity of Christ, excuse me. Now, do you know why? Can you succinctly say why he would say that?
He didn't believe in it.
Okay. So here's the deal. Like I mentioned earlier, Will, and I appreciate you calling back, that if the doctrine wasn't dogmatically defined at that time, which it wasn't, Aquinas would have had the freedom to have his own personal opinion on this theologically. Right?
Right.
So he wasn't doing anything wrong, quote unquote, in that. I would assume that if the church had defined it in his time, he would have, like I said that day when we were talking about Aquinas, that he would have obviously submitted his intellect to the teaching of the church, to the magisterium. And I would say also this, Will, if you really buy into what Aquinas thinks about this, why do you agree with him about his thoughts on the Eucharist, for example?
Well, Saint Bonaventure and Saint Bernard of Clairvaux and three dozen other people never bought into it either.
Are you talking about the Immaculate Conception?
And Duns Scotus is a mere blessed, whereas Aquinas is a saint and a doctor of your church. And according to you, the second greatest theologian of all times, second only to the Apostle Paul. When was the? Can you name a single instance where the Apostle Paul was ever wrong?
Well, but getting back to your question, like I said before, at the time, the doctrine was not dogmatically defined, so people did argue about it. And that was okay, but all I'm saying is that if the doctrine had been defined, I'm assuming Aquinas would not have left the church. He would have submitted his intellect to the teaching of the church on that issue. And I would say, like, if you find him convincing on this, why don't you read about what he thinks about other things, such as the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist? He was pretty strong on that too. I'm pretty sure you don't believe in that, Will, but maybe you should look into that. I don't know. I'm just saying. So, but I do appreciate you calling in, Will. I really do appreciate you calling back. And, So there's not too much more I can say about that.
Can you name a single time when the Apostle Paul was wrong?
Can I name a time when the Apostle Paul was wrong? It depends. But what he might have been wrong about some things, but with respect to an issue of faith, I wouldn't say that. Like nothing in Scripture about with respect to faith, he might have been wrong about. Who is going to win at the Hippodrome or something, but that's not a matter of faith. So anyways, well, I'm up against a break, but Will, I do appreciate you calling in. You can certainly call back another time. Good discussing these issues with you as always. But we got to get out of here. We got to take a quick break right now on the Cale Clark Show, but you can call in as well. Got a couple lines open. 888-914-9149. Be right back.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
My mom was a very faithful Catholic. She and my dad raised 8 children, and now she's, you know, she's got end-stage Alzheimer's. She can't speak, but she can hear. And Relevant Radio is a companion for her. She has breakfast with you, Patrick. She has lunch with Father Simon. She prays the chaplet with Drew. She has supper with Timmery. She prays the rosary with Father Rocky. You're all friends to her. I just wanted to call during this pledge drive and express my gratitude.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Do you get that? If you want to donate and support us, the number's 1-877-291-0123. It's Timmery from Trending with Timmery joining the Kale Clark Show. And we're asking you to step up today and give from the heart to support the great work here at Relevant Radio, all of our programs, so that you can continue to have your drive or your run or whatever you're doing right now with Kale Clark, being inspired in faith and hope and digging into the nitty-gritty of our faith so that we can better know and love God. So please give now. The easiest way to give is online, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, and we have special thank you gifts just for you for giving to us.
Absolutely. If you come in at the $20 a month level, Timmery, we will send you a beautiful perpetual calendar. You can use it not just in 2022, but in every year going forward. So real bang for your buck there, I guess you could say. It's called My Spirit Rejoices Through the Year with Mary by the author Agnes Kovacs. And this is great because you're going to get daily encouragement. There are reflections every day from Scripture, from the saints, all related to our Blessed Mother. And that's going to help you love Mary. We've got a great Marian promotion going all of this year on Relevant Radio, Miracles, Mysteries, and Mary. And this is very much will dovetail with that. And so there's more information about all of that on the website as well. There's also a lot of other premiums at different giving levels that you can check out on relevantradio.com and through the app. All you have to do is click where it says Give Now, and you can do that, and you can help us. And you can also call 888, Timmery. I knew I was going to do it at some point.
I was waiting for it. You got it first. So just wait. We'll count how many times I get it wrong.
Yeah, exactly. I've got a program this into my phone so I don't mess this up. So if you want to call in and donate by phone, it's 877 toll free 877-291-0123, or even easier, use the Relevant Radio app or go to relevantradio.com right now. And really, this is your chance. This is your vote of confidence for the show. If you've enjoyed the show, if you found this uplifting, faith, facts, and fun is kind of the theme of the show. We try to shed some light on the darkness of our times and have a lot of fun doing it as well. We learn and love together. And so if you've liked what you've heard on the Kale Clark Show, this is your chance to really give us a vote of confidence by giving today. Give from the heart.
And what I'd like you to do right now is go to relevantradio.com, and right there you can tap give. And when you do that, when you're ready, you can give, but you can also see all of the gifts we have for you. You can really ponder and pray how much you're able to give, and then see those thank yous, from crucifixes to calendars for Our Lady, a flip calendar of daily inspiration, great inspiration to better love Our Lady. So please give now, relevantradio.com, Relevant Radio app, or call.
This is The Kale Clark Show, giving you the confidence you need to bring the faith into everyday life.
Hey, welcome back to the program. We're going to go to the phones right now. I think that a lot of people want to call in and react to something a previous caller, Will, said when he called in just a few moments ago. So we're going to go to, first of all, Margaret, who's calling from Chicago. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, I'm calling. I have to defend Our Lady. You know, she said she was immaculately conceived. I mean, that's why we have First Saturday. So I don't really care what any of the saints say. Normally I would, but on this subject, whatever Our Lady says, I'm going to believe her. And that's why we do First Saturdays for those who blaspheme against her Immaculate Conception.
Yeah, and thanks for mentioning that, Margaret. And I think that I'm assuming goodwill on Will's part. I know his name is Will as well. And I think he's honestly searching. I don't think his intent is to blaspheme or anything like that. I think he's a Protestant Christian who is trying to defend God's honor. He doesn't think this is a biblical concept. He doesn't think this is a Christian concept. But and yes, some people did disagree with the doctrine before it was defined. And you could do that. Like as a Catholic, if something's still up for theological debate, as I talked about earlier, you don't have to buy into it until the church solemnly defines it. And then you're obliged to believe in it to remain in the Catholic faith. So I think he's looking, he's trying to make sense of this. It doesn't make too much sense to him now. But so with respect to what you said about Marian apparitions, and I think obviously the apparition at Lourdes is one of the places where, for example, St. Bernadette, the young child, Mary said, "I am the Immaculate Conception," when she told her parish priest, "Hey, I saw this lady," and he's like, "Yeah, I don't really believe this. What's her name?" "Oh, she said, 'I am the Immaculate Conception.'" That's what really took him aback, because the church had just defined the doctrine really mere months before this happened, and there's no way that this information could have gotten to this young kid. They didn't have the internet back then. He's like, whoa, that's when he started to pay attention to her. So again, but that's a private revelation, so I don't know if that would be convincing to Will, although it might be. I mean, if you looked at the evidence of this, we've got a lot of interesting evidence for healings at Lourdes and all kinds of things that have been confirming some of these approved private revelations. But again, the church only says you have to believe in public revelation, the official teaching of the church. That's a private revelation, as wonderful as it may be. And I buy into it personally myself, of course. But the church does teach that Mary was immaculately conceived. And so really, I think the real issue here, Margaret, is the issue of authority. So thank you very much for your call, Margaret. I do appreciate the listen, appreciate the call. And I'm going to go on that same topic. I'm going to go to Becky right now, who's calling from Austin, Texas.
Hello?
Hi, Becky. You're on the air. What's your question about this?
Yes. Thanks for answering my call, Kale. Yeah, I think the problem is that the caller was not aware of the reasons why the Catholic Church is the authority on all things having to do with faith and morals. I know that Jesus was founded the Catholic Church, mm-hmm. and I think, was it St. Ignatius that said around 104 A.D. or something?
Yeah, 107 A.D.
That,
yeah.
Where the bishop is, there is the Catholic Church. So,
right.
So the term Catholic was already being used very, very early on.
That's right.
And so he doesn't have a concept of why the Catholic Church is the authority. As we know, you know, the Catholic Church is the one Jesus founded, and the next denomination, which was, I believe, the Orthodox, was not founded until 1,000 years later, and then the Protestant, the Protestant Reformation came around 1500 or so. So that's quite a ways, but, you know, one thing that helped me was the analogy of the sources for why the Catholic Church is the authority come from comparing, you know, those sources to like a three-legged stool. And
yeah.
So
yeah.
Sorry, Becky.
I'm so sorry. I have to jump in just because we're up against the break right now. But a very good phone call. Please call back later, maybe another time next week. We'll have a little bit more time to chat. But I think you're right. I think in terms of scripture, a lot of this goes back to Matthew 16 when Jesus said to Peter, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it." So the church Jesus founded has to go back in time to Jesus himself, and it has to still exist today, just logically speaking. Catholic Church fits the bill there. Obviously, there's a lot of side issues here, but we'll have to talk about that another time. But Becky, thank you so much. Dee Dee, call back tomorrow. Paul, Wanda, I see you there. I'm sorry we couldn't get you in, but please do call the show tomorrow. Wow, fascinating stuff. Fascinating topics, as always, on the Kale Clark Show.
Welcome, welcome. It is our pledge drive here at Relevant Radio. We need $3 million this week in order to continue to operate here at Relevant Radio. I believe we'll do it because people like you are so generous. So we need people to step up and say, yes, I want to support Relevant Radio. I want to hear the Kale Clark Show and all of the programs here, from the Rosary to the Mass, you name it. I want to make sure that Christ is continuing to shine through the radio, through all of the means of media that we do to reach people, whether they're Catholic or not, answering questions about faith, about family, going into some of the most challenging topics today and helping to provide a clear, hope-filled, and joyful answer that will help us to find Christ one day. That's what we do here at Relevant Radio. And so we're asking you to give. RelevantRadio.com, the Relevant Radio app, are the easiest ways to give. And if you look online at RelevantRadio.com, you can see some of the gifts we have for you right now as a thank you for stepping up. So please support the Kale Clark Show. You have just about 3 minutes left in the hour to do so, and give some support for Kale.
Thank you so much, Timory. And for the next 3 minutes, every gift that is given will be doubled. You'll double your impact for eternity. This is a gift that will help to reach souls all over the world. 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com. You can also give through our mobile app. And yeah, we have some generous donors who have pledged to match any donation, any amount, no matter how big, no matter how small, for the next, well, less than 3 minutes now, 2.5 minutes. So get in on this. Don't put it off. A lot of people want to say, well, I'll think about it later this week. But we forget. Life gets busy. Do it now. Act now. If the Spirit is moving you, please punch in those numbers, 877-291-0123, or just simply click on the app and you can give right now. Give from the heart. And we really are counting on you. You know, Timory, there's been such a controversy lately with Spotify and Joe Rogan, and there's a monthly fee for Spotify. I don't have Spotify. I use another service for streaming music, but I think it's, what, about $10, $15 a month. I'm not quite sure how much it is.
Right.
But you could kind of think, now, Relevant Radio, we provide all of our content for free, for free. We depend on listeners like you to help to pay for all these stations, for all of this programming. It's not cheap to operate all this equipment all over the United States of America. And we just brought on some new stations in Baltimore, Miami's coming online, Dallas. And so we want to blanket the United States with the message of the gospel. If people want to tune in, great. They can also tune us out, but we are there. And we want to make sure that we are always there for you on Relevant Radio. So call right now, 877-291-0123. I was going to say, Timmer, you can kind of look at it like as people set aside a few bucks every month to keep their Spotify account going. Why not think of the same way? Think of it the same way with Relevant Radio. Think of it as a monthly, subscription fee. It's actually free, but you know what I'm talking about. You'll help us stay on the air.
Yeah, and it doesn't just help you. Yeah, it helps other people as well. And I think that's what's so neat about Relevant Radio. It's not just me subscribing to my Apple Music. It's not just me subscribing to my Spotify. It's actually me saying, not only am I grateful for what I have, but I want to make sure that this continues to be given to other people. And so if you want to do that, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. You can also give by calling us if that's easiest for you. The number is 1-877-290-1123. And there's no gift that is too small, and there's no gift that is too large. We need $3 million, and if that means 3 million people giving $1 each, or yep. Maybe that means, you know, just 3 people giving $1 million, you're helping to make up that number. We're all part of the body of Christ, and this is how we get there, by you being a part of this mission. This is what Christ called us to.
Absolutely. And earlier this afternoon, a generous donor gave $10,000 to Relevant Radio, and that became 20 just like that.
Praise
because
God.
We have a matching hour right now. So for the next minute, any amount that you give will be doubled. You can double your impact for the kingdom. Help us to reach the world for Christ through the media. And that's what we do here at Relevant Radio. And you can get in on that by calling 877-291-0123. Friendly voices will pick up on the other end and help you. Or you can go to the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com. Please give from the heart. We do this 4 times a year for you. Help us to keep bringing God's truth to the world. God bless you as you do that.